In perhaps his most anticipated address in his young presidency, Barack Obama spoke to a crowd of 3,000 invited guests at Cairo University in Egypt today, as well as a worldwide audience, where he said he seeks a new beginning between the U.S. and Muslims around the world. Admitting that no single speech can eradicate years of mistrust, Obama referenced his Kenyan father coming from a generation of Muslims and acknowledged civilization's debt to Islam. But he said that violent extremism must be confronted in all its forms. On the issue of nuclear weapons, Obama again made his call, derided by some analysts as sounding naive, of seeking a world where nobody owns such weapons. On the issue of spreading democracy, Obama said no style of government can or should be imposed by one nation by any other, a clear knock at the Bush administration's goals in Iraq. But speaking in Egypt, an Arab nation known to suppress human rights of their people, the president said the freedom of speech and the right to free elections are not American ideals, but universal ones.
Now, there is no straight line to realize this promise. But this much is clear. Governments that protect these rights are ultimately more stable, successful, and secure. Suppressing ideas never succeeds in making them go away. America respects the right of all peaceful and law-abiding voices to be heard around the world, even if we disagree with them. And we will welcome all elected peaceful governments, provided they govern with respect for all their people. This last point is important because there are some who advocate for democracy only when they're out of power. Once in power, they are ruthless in suppressing the rights of others. So no matter where it takes hold, government of the people and by the people sets a single standard for all who would hold power. You must maintain your power through consent, not coercion. You must respect the rights of minorities and participate with a spirit of tolerance and compromise. You must place the interests of your people and the legitimate workings of the political process above your party. Without these ingredients, elections alone do not make true democracy.
The president also focused on women's rights and economic development. He said the U.S. will partner with any Muslim-majority country to support expanded literacy for girls and microfinancing for young women to pursue employment opportunities. Hassan Bagat, executive director of the Egyptian Initiative for Personal Rights, a human rights organization, told the New York Times that what was most remarkable about the speech was that Obama never used the term terrorism. Ahmed Badir is the co-host of the WMNF program True Talk, which focuses on issues affecting the Muslim community. He agreed.
The Obama administration is looking at the whole sense of, you know, this terrorism. Terrorism is, you can't, you know, and this whole war on terrorism, you can't be at war with a tactic. Terrorism is a tactic that groups use. Extremism is the problem. The grievances are the problem. The hostilities are the problem. And you have to fix the problem. I think his speech was more about a vision rather than specific policies. And he wasn't there to lay out exactly what's going to happen. It's not, and as he said, it's not really just up to him to decide for the world what to do about these things. This is his idea that, hey, we're not in a clash of civilization, that these to the America, the West, and the Muslim world can coexist. They're not exclusive of one another. They can complement one another. I think that's the message that he was trying to deliver rather than specifics as far as policies.
Now, he was in Egypt, which you're from, your family's from.
Yes.
Hosni Mubarak, famous for really not promoting free speech and free assembly, free elections. Obama did mention that. Some people were wondering how much he would talk about that. He didn't want to be an ungracious guest to his host there. Was that just enough for you? Was it not enough in terms of
I think it struck the right tone. I mean, he didn't just gloss over it. He actually spoke about it at length. And the reality is democracy and those changes are not going to happen overnight. So there's no sense of just attacking those regimes there. You have to give them hope that this is what people want. The way to be successful is to have people have the ability to voice their, express their views and be part of the political process, right to self-determination. And that's just not for one or the other. It has to be consistent for everybody. So I think that struck the right chord. And at the same time, it just kind of sets the policy that, hey, going forward, this is the type of people we want to support. And I think, you know, he wasn't just talking to the governments there. He was really talking to the Muslim people and the Arab people, the populations of people, directly to them. And he was more interested in reaching out and connecting with them than their governments, knowing that in a lot of those nations, the governments are not very popular with the people.
We're speaking with Ahmed Badir. He's the co-host of WMNF's True Talk program, which talks about Muslim issues every Friday morning here in WMNF. Ahmed, on your show, I know you're coming from the Muslim American perspective, Arab American perspective. On this president, I've heard you express a lot of disappointment in the 4 months that he has been in office here. You're sounding a little more excited, a little more enthusiastic about him today.
Well, I am. I mean, it was a moving speech as far as foreign policy. And if he follows through on the rhetoric, on the words, you know, Obama's an excellent speaker. He does great presentations. He's a good orator. So the rhetoric is there and the charisma is there. And that's what excites people. Now, people will be disappointed if action doesn't follow. But again, he reminds us that he's just one person. I think if real change has to happen, he's going to need alliances both here in America and abroad. So people in the Muslim world need to do their part. He's not going to solve their problem. He's not their savior. He's not their salvation. But this is a window of opportunity for all those groups, all those people to be able to embrace this concept of dialogue, diplomacy over violence, and move their agendas forward. So we don't know if we're going to have this opportunity in the future. So we have to capitalize it on it now. There have been on domestic fronts, and we talked about this on our radio show, some disappointments when it comes to national security issues, the torture issue, the Guantanamo, the military commissions trials. And we were waiting for the foreign policy. Now, on foreign policy, his message here was nice, and I think it's a good way forward, as he said. But as long, again, if action follows. So, but he's not going to be able to do it alone.